There would have to be a charge, but that would involve the loss of a number of men, and the legionaries would not be favourable after the last few attempts. One thing was sure. If he did not do something, no one else was going to. He glanced around at the men closest to him.
Nonnus, Albius and Curtius, come here.
Three legionaries made their way back through the throng and reported to the centurion.
You three are dangerous lunatics, aren't you?
The three looked at each other, confused.
Nonnus, you will nut into century wrestling match all but naked in the snow. Albius, I was told you once broke your nose just to see how it felt. Curtius, well, you're just plain deranged.
A number of grins issued around the nearest troops. Albius furrowed his fairly impressive and low brow.
All right, point taken, sir. I don't much like the sound of this. What do you want us to do?
Velius set his jaw firm and looked at the three. Nonnus was small and wiry, but with incredible endurance and at the peak of physical fitness. Albius was at least a foot taller than Velius and much broader in the shoulders, with an impressive physique and a Neanderthal look. Curtius barely stood out from a crowd with the exception of his beard, very unfashionable among all civilized circles.
We're going to break this party up. The four of us are going to get to the top of that hill and keep them busy while the rest of the troops come up.
Nonnus choked.
Four of us? There's hundreds of them just on this side of the hill. We'll get killed.
Curtius grinned and rounded on Nonnus.
I dunno, Nonnus. It's only a few moments' run from here to the rocks. Once we're there, we can cause a bit of trouble. All we've got to do is stay alive for 100 heartbeats.
He turned to Velius.
I'm up for it, sir.
Velius called to the signifer and cornican of his century.
As soon as we move to the front, give it a count of 50 and call a single blast to time our breakout together. The moment we get to the top of the hill, you get the whole mass moving as quick as possible. Forget the formation, just run, break ranks and move in for the kill. Formations are worth shit in this kind of terrain anyway.
The two nodded.
We'll get him going, sir.
Velius gritted his teeth and drew his sword, setting his shield straight on his arm.
All right, lads. We're going to break out of the front of the tortoise in four different places and give them several targets. I'm relying on you. If you get hit, ignore it and keep running. Our job is to keep them busy long enough for the 10th to move up the hill. Got it?
The others nodded and, saluting briefly, pushed their way through the mass of people to the front ranks.